California Attorney General Rob Bonta says it was illegal for the Trump administration to use an obscure section of the 1974 Trade Act to defy a Supreme Court ruling last month that found most of Trump's tariffs were unconstitutional.
It's never been relied on before, ever, in its 52-year history. It relies on an outdated system of currency exchange that we don't even use anymore, which means it's entirely irrelevant in this case. In fact, the president's tariffs don't meet any of the requirements of the law. In short, Section 122 doesn't grant the president the authority to impose these tariffs. He's desperately grasping at straws here. The president's rationale for these unlawful tariffs has gone from unreasonable to ridiculous.
After the high court ruled against him, Trump immediately set 10% across-the-board tariffs. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield said the Trump tariffs are hurting American consumers.
The Trump administration continues to brag about taking in close to $200 billion of tariff revenue. At the same time, recently, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York issued a report concluding that Americans, not foreign countries or companies, are paying for 87% of his unlawful tariffs. This has been unquestionably the largest tax increase on Americans without congressional approval. And it cannot continue just because a few of Trump's lawyers have found a way to twist words and craft a legal argument.
The plaintiffs filed the suit in the Court of International Trade. In a statement, White House spokesperson Kush Desai said, quote, "The president is using his authority granted by Congress to address fundamental international payments problems and to deal with our country's large and serious balance of payment deficits. The administration will vigorously defend the president's action in court," unquote. The 35-page lawsuit explains that the balance of payments, or the record of all transactions between U.S. and foreign residents that includes goods, services, income, assets, and liabilities, consists of more than just the trade deficit. New York Attorney General Letitia James said the administration's arguments are bogus.
And no matter how this administration tries to dress it up, the result is the same. Illegal taxes that American families and businesses will be forced to pay. Tariffs drive up the cost of everyday goods. They squeeze small businesses and ultimately force consumers to pay more for groceries and clothes and other essentials. At a time when families are already facing an affordability crisis, the last thing New Yorkers need is another round of unlawful tariffs that make life even more expensive.
According to a Public Policy of California study, tariffs have disrupted businesses and industries in California, including agriculture and wine, whose exports have fallen. On Wednesday, a judge for the Court of International Trade ruled that companies that paid broad tariffs under the previous law cited by Trump are due refunds. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.